Hi, you're listening to the PacificPelican.us podcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. This is episode number 5. Recorded September 12, 2010, in Lakewood, Ohio. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss three of my favorite albums: Moment of Truth by Gangstar, Discography by Pet Shop Boys, and The Queen is Dead by The Smiths. I'm also going to offer a cursory review of the iPod Touch 4th generation that I saw in the store. And I'm going to have a brief discussion about software freedom. So, Gangstar's Moment of Truth came out in 1998. It's absolutely a modern hip-hop classic. DJ Premier is very famous for his excellent production, and this is perhaps him at one of his absolute peaks. It's an outstanding layer of beats and production that's offered up for Guru's rhymes. He does have some very good guests too, like Freddie Fox and Inspector Deck from the Wu-Tang Clan. There's some excellent songs that just feature Guru. There's a few pointless skits, but you know, what hip-hop album doesn't have that? Most of it, actually, though, is very smooth, and it's just an excellent album. She Knows What She Wants is a classic. He really, The Militia with some guests, including Big Shug, that one's excellent. I think that a lot of people may overlook that this absolute classic, and I would definitely take a look at that. Moment of Truth by Gangstar. You can see more about this stuff by going to pacificpelican.us/podcast/5 and see the show notes. So the second album that I want to discuss was Discography by Pet Shop Boys. I think this is one of the definitive dance albums that you could possibly find. It came out in 1991. It's actually a singles collection that it really recaps a lot of the Pet Shop Boys' career up to that point. Now, they've had excellent stuff since then, notably 1999's Nightlife album and many other hits, but they actually built an extraordinary legacy in about a decade when they made Discography, probably less than that. And, you know, it includes the classic West End Girls. You're definitely going to enjoy Opportunities. There's a lot of great songs in there. Like any excellent band, Hits Collection is going to have its controversies and its oversights. A classic like Shopping, and there's many that could have been put on there but aren't. But you're going to find that this is just an excellent dance album, and the Pet Shop Boys have a distinctive style. You know, I really do like the trumpet sounds and the sequencers, and the Neil Tennant's vocals, of course, are excellent, along with Chris Lowe's sequencers, and it's just an outstanding dance collection. It has a kind of ironic distance from the material. It's not a very singer-songwriter type of effort. It has more of a, you know, synth pop and disco kind of flavor to it in terms of the lyrics. But at the same time, the lyrics are also very clever, in many cases, I think also it's hard to even explain their sound, but it's a lot of classic dance sounds that really probably have influenced so many dance groups. It's enormous, and I definitely recommend checking out Discography by the Pet Shop Boys. And the third album I want to talk about was The Queen is Dead by The Smiths. Now, I definitely think The Smiths are one of the most important British rock bands that have ever played. I know that a lot of people have some ideas about how big Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones were and still are. And actually, I'm a huge fan of both those bands. And I definitely think they're excellent. And, you know, I like 90s British bands like Oasis. But I don't think that there's any... And Suede, I'm a big fan of the London Suede, as they're called in America. But I do think that it's very easy to think of the Smiths only having a parallel in importance in British music with the Beatles, because the musicianship and the quality of work over a brief period... and the refusal to get back, you know, to get the band back together, they really stand above a lot of other bands. And I'm not sure how much the rock music of the last 10 years has been influenced by the Smiths, because I haven't listened to much of that. But I do think that they were a fairly mopey coffee shop stereotyped taste in the 90s on American campuses and cities. But I think that they may have moved more mainstream, but I'm not sure. And of course, they've always been huge and mainstream in Britain. So The Queen Is Dead by the Smiths. What is there to even say about the music? The music actually doesn't feature quite the kind of ringing melodic complexity of the Smiths album, the first self-titled album. But the actual like songwriting is just incredible, and Johnny Marr's guitar playing is just extraordinary. It's simple and deceptively simple, or deceptively simple in its utility to the song, but just an enormously accomplished guitar playing by Johnny Marr, excellent vocals by Morrissey, and the Smiths are just an excellent band. The rhythm section is phenomenal as well, but I think you're gonna see a lot of really funny and strange lyrics by Morrissey. Songs like "Frankly, Mr. Shankly," "Big Mouth Strikes Again." I mean, how can you beat "And Now "And Now I Know How Joan of Arc Felt," as the flames rose to her Roman nose and her Walkman started to melt. I think that's a quote from Big Mouth. I may have a word or two off. It's extremely witty and offbeat. And I just think that you have to if you want to listen to the classicist masters of British 1980s rock, you've got to check out The Queen Is Dead by the Smiths from 1986. So that concludes the music section. I also wanted to say I did see today, well, yesterday, actually, in the Apple Store, I noticed that they were still open while Jessica and I were at the mall, and the iPod Touch was right at the front. I took a look at it, and I thought it looked very cool. The fourth generation now is out, and this is the first one that has a camera. I think that's very cool. I guess it's almost as good as the iPhone 4's camera, and it has a screen that's almost as good as that phone as well. And I think, you know, it definitely looks like a very cool tool. You can now take HD video with an extremely narrow device like that. It can also take photos. It doesn't have a flash like the iPhone 4, but again, almost as good. I think just the ability to take HD video in a profile that small means a very serious kind of competition for a flip. I think that it's going to move a lot more photography and video onto devices, if that's even possible, because of course so much photography is done on cell phones these days. I do look forward to using something that device or something like it, or they're starting to add cameras now, because I do like my second generation iPod Touch. But I think the camera, as a photography enthusiast, I really do think that's a great tool to have on a device these days. Now, I also want to mention that I think it's very important to consider software freedom. I think understanding the concept of software freedom is very important, and I didn't understand this for a long time, and so I certainly don't mean to patronize the listeners. I definitely just think that it's worth looking into the issue when you think about free software. A really good way to put it is that, and this is something that the GNU.org says. You can go to their website and see that this information in better detail. But you got to think of free software, or one important way to think of it is free as in free speech, not free as in free beer. Now, a lot of software is given away for free that's free and open source software, but the real meaning of free and open source is having it free for the end user to use it freely, and maybe having, in some definitions, having a lot of freedom for developers. So it really depends on the type of license you're looking at. Now, I like the GNU General Public License. I use version 2 or later on my themes, and so actually that's also another thing I want to mention. You can download free WordPress themes that I made. I actually coded them by hand so that it's not based on some, you know, other theme that I modified. I wrote them up, and then I bolted in the WordPress, you know, PHP bits, and they're all different, but I think you might be interested in, if you're a WordPress user and looking at, you know, those themes, and if they might give you some flexibility that you didn't previously have on your themes. For example, the Keat theme can change the header, the Egret theme, you can change the background, and the Mina theme is a very simplistic theme, so it really puts your content up front. So you can check those out at pacificpelican.us/themes. Here, Morog Cast at pacificpelican.us/oggcast. Also, check out my blog at djmblog.com.